A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Cougar Sports Saturday, KSL News Radio, Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte. Counting down to BYU versus Boise State. We're about 6.5 hours or so till the Cougars and the Broncos kick it off down in Provo. 6 o'clock, you'll hear me and Matt coming up at 6 o'clock tonight to get pregame coverage started. Then we'll toss it to Greg Rebell, Riley Nelson, and the whole network coverage crew at around 6:15. So that'll be a lot of fun. You'll hear us with a kind of special edition of Cougar Sports Saturday coming up at 6 o'clock. Just also another note, Ryan Leaf, former Washington State and NFL great, he's going to be coming up at the top of the hour. He's going to be on the TV call of BYU and Boise State tonight on ESPN2. So get his thoughts on this matchup and also what he thinks of BYU as a program and independence and whatnot. So that'll be a lot of fun talking with the former great Washington State quarterback. Not so much great NFL quarterback, but he's made peace with that. Ryan Leaf coming up at 2:05. But continuing this conversation, Matt, of, you know, what it would mean for BYU tonight against Boise State. We talked about what it would mean if they win. What would it mean, though, if they lose? Because, I mean, that's maybe the more likely probability here. The Cougars are a touchdown underdog right now against the undefeated Broncos. What does it mean for this program if they lose tonight?
If they lose tonight, they have a very high chance of missing a bowl game. A lot of it will depend on how they look. I mean, if it's a close game like it was last year, then maybe I believe that this BYU team can rebound after another bye, beat Utah State on the road, and get San Diego State and get to a bowl game. But if they don't win this game, or at least, at very least, show signs of improving as a football team, I have serious concerns about this team getting to a bowl game. And if they don't get to a bowl game, I have to believe that a coaching change will be made. I don't see how you can extend Kalani if the progression is on a downward trajectory. And so, I mean, this is big. They don't necessarily have to win this game, but they need to get back to playing some football we saw back in September. It feels like that was forever ago. And you know, worst case, I mean, things could change during the bye week if things really go south.
Yeah, BYU's got to, they cannot get blown out in this game. That is the worst possible outcome for BYU tonight, is not only losing, but getting blown out. And that's possible. This Boise State team, I don't think they're as explosive as maybe the Kellen Moore Boise State teams. Because when I think of Boise State, I think of high-octane offenses, and I don't expect that, especially if Hank Bachmeier's out, still kind of waiting on word whether or not, you know, Bachmeier or Chase Cord, the backup quarterback for Boise State, is going to start tonight. That'll also be a game-time decision, as BYU is going to have a game-time decision on their quarterback situation as well. But they can't afford to get blown out. BYU cannot afford to be blown out, because if they do, they go into a bye week with so many questions in 2-5, and I think the real questions then become, like, is Kalani getting canned? Because if they get blown out, that conversation ramps up to the highest degree possible, I think, because Boise State, to me, is a program that is good, but they shouldn't be 3 or 4 touchdowns better than BYU. They can't afford to get blown out tonight. I mean, a loss, it might happen, but like you said, they have to show improvement. I want to see aggressive play calling defensively and offensively, and that show tangible progress, because the personnel is there. There's enough talent still, despite the injuries, for BYU to perform at a high level and be competitive in this football game.
Yeah, another thing that I think about, you know, we've been talking a lot about BYU football, and specifically, like, what's the vision? Where's the team going? Are we improving? One thing that really stands out to me, and there's my expectations for BYU football, Mitch, aren't as high as others. I want to win 8 games a year, which very well could have happened this year if you beat Toledo in South Florida. Yes. I want to have a exciting brand of football, which has been hard to come by the last couple of years. And I want to play well at home and play well against the rivals. And now we're entering a stretch, Mitch, where we have 2 rivalry games back-to-back. Kalani has only won 1 rivalry game. That's Utah State and Boise State, since he's been the head coach.
Yeah.
And so those are things I expect. I don't expect you to beat Boise State every year. I don't expect you to win every game against Utah State. But you can't win 1 game in 4 years against your rivals. You've got to be better than that. And so this is an opportunity to show, hey, we're winning some games at home. We beat USC at home. We're getting better. We're going to start beating our rivals. I mean, if they were to beat Boise State and Utah State, he would have 2 rivalry wins this year that would exceed his outcome in the previous 3 years. I mean, that would be truly heading in the right direction. But if they can't win these games, and then he's a 1-in, I can't remember the number off the
top. 1-11.
1-11 if you lose these 2. Right?
Yeah, it'd be 1-11 because 3, it would not be good for Kalani. And that's inexcusable. You cannot lose all these rivalry games and the 1 win coming against the 3 win Utah State team. Yeah, that's not a good look. I mean, because this BYU team, I do think that they're going to be competitive in this game. I do.
Yeah.
I think going into the fourth quarter, we'll share our game predictions a little bit later in the show, but I think BYU can keep this thing close going into the fourth quarter. It's a matter of finishing the job, because BYU has shown that they can, you know, get a lead. They can do that, but just finishing the job, completing it in the fourth quarter. They did it against USC. They did it against Tennessee, but they just, for some reason, they haven't been able to recently. So this game, if they lose, Kalani's on the hot seat. There won't be no doubt about it. And I think you'll have to have tough conversations in the bye week if you're Tom Holmo and say, do I make a move now? Do I make a move in the bye week and say, hey, so-and-so, maybe it's Steve Clark, maybe it's Ed Lamb, if that's possible, because maybe they have to have an LDS interim head coach as well. I don't know on that, but maybe they make a change and say, we got to cut bait now and say, we're going to, you know, save recruiting and make a change now. That's a possibility if they lose and get blown out. If they lose, but they show progress and they're aggressive play calling and you're seeing sacks, you're seeing big plays, maybe you can have that moral victory. Maybe. I don't want to turn to that, but losing would not be good, especially if they get blown out. That they cannot afford to do that tonight against the Broncos.
No. And, It's kind of depressing to think about what could and would happen if they get blown out and the season, you know, the train gets off the tracks. I hate to think about that, but we could be looking at a coaching search. We could be looking at players entering the transfer portal. And
no doubt. All
to think, Mitch, it's not because you're losing to Washington. It's all because there's no consistency, which has led to losses to Toledo, South Florida, Northern Illinois, East Carolina, UMass. It's frustrating, but that may be what has to happen, and we're going to find out tonight. This is a huge game. Yeah, it's
BYU is going to play well tonight against Boise, but it's going to be a very tall order. They can't afford to lose one against the Broncos yet again. 2-7 all time against Boise State coming up. 10th meeting tonight in Provo. Coming up next, though, they'd be talking with ESPN analyst Ryan Leaf. He's going to be on the call for tonight's BYU-Boise State game. This is Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSL Sports.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.